All right, so much for the bumper music. 8:35 KTRS. David Stokes with us. Last time I saw you, David Stokes, who says these different political sides can't get along? You were in the Labor Council tent in the Mardi Gras parade.
I was. I got down a little late to Mardi Gras, caught up with some friends, and they were taking me around, and we popped in there. It was great. That's where I ran into you.
Yes, I was there, and I saw you. I saw a couple of you, actually. Saw you on the left, you on the right, and you were right smack dab in the middle. No, it was a good time. I was had by all. Let's talk about the post office, because I think, if memory serves me right, I believe we did talk about the post office for a moment on Saturday. Did we not?
I think we did.
Think we did, yeah. And then we got distracted with something. Somebody was delivering something, and we got distracted. But the post office announced that they're going to cut Saturday delivery. I find it fascinating that here everyone talks about cutting government spending, and here you have an agency that has been begging to be cut, and our local leaders and our elected officials refuse to take the advice of the agency and cut.
Well, it's my hope that they can cut anyway, and that, you know, elected officials will have to address concerns of constituents, and that's fine. But in the long run, I like to say it's one day down, 5 days to go. This is a great first step to getting rid of the whole thing.
You want to get rid of the whole post office?
I would.
How come?
Well, I don't think it's necessary anymore. I think technology and private sector competitors can completely replace it. Via most of the stuff that you get at your house now is still junk mail.
Right.
And the few things that you get of importance, most of that can be sent via electronic delivery. And the few remainders out there that can't be done either can be handled by UPS and FedEx.
What about the argument that the person in rural America who doesn't have access to all of these things, they're going to be on an island and they're not going to be serviced, and they're going to be at a disadvantage because they don't live in a major metropolitan city?
Well, I understand that argument, but I do think that if you began a phase out of the post office generally over the next decade or so, that within that decade, you know, those communities are going to be much better served by internet access and by private delivery service than they may now be.
Right.
You know, that's a problem that's going to solve itself. And beyond that, if you're keeping the post office up as a subsidized operation just to serve a small number of people, that's not a good argument for me. You don't subsidize everybody to serve a small number of people. Let them pay more for the services if they need to. And I would apply that to many, many government things, not just the post office.
So you say that if somebody is, because the argument has been, my pills can't get to me, my bills can't get to me, I'm not on the internet, I don't know how to use computers. Your argument is that over time, that will sort of take care of itself. And if you no longer subsidize the post office, then these people will act accordingly and change their behavior to then take care of what they need to take care of.
Well put, McGraw. Yeah, yes. You know, if you're going to phase out the post office over a decade, then the people who don't know computers, you know, if they're going to need to know it in 10 years, they got 10 years to learn it now.
Right.
They got 10 years to learn how to pay a bill online, which isn't very hard.
Right.
They got 10 years to set this all up. And I really think that, you know, you're talking about a small percentage of the older population that is completely incapable of doing this. Just about everybody under 50 can handle this no problem, whether they live in a city,
right,
a rural area, farthest Alaska. You know, this is something that can fix. And you don't make everybody else subsidize a small population because they can't quite adopt to new technology.
It's really interesting. I don't know if I'd be in favor of doing away with all of the post office. I mean, how would you send Christmas cards? How would you send birthday cards?
Well, it would cost a little more, but as part of this, you have to change the law that doesn't allow FedEx, UPS, and other companies to deliver first-class mail. I mean, anybody should now be able to deliver first-class mail, and if people want to pay more to have UPS or FedEx do it, they should have that option. But if once you phase out the post office, if you were to do so, you know, there'll still be a market for the wedding invitation,
right,
which has to be people for reasons of propriety. People want to do it nicely and have it delivered. It just FedEx or UPS can do that. It will cost more, no doubt. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, but if I'm spending 50 cents to send my, I won't use my wedding invitations, my graduation announcement If I'm paying 50 cents and instead I want to send it FedEx, that's going to cost me $4, $5, $6 to send it.
Well, I think if you allowed FedEx, UPS, and the others to get into the first-class letter delivery, I don't know what they'd charge for it. They right. certainly wouldn't charge the same they charge for a larger package.
And for overnight delivery, it'd take a couple days, whatever.
Exactly.
Right.
Some of these things might not be quite as rushed. They can fit a lot more of them onto a truck. I mean, I don't know what they charge. It's safe to say it wouldn't be the same as their cheaper package rate.
Right.
It would be lower. And you need to allow – that's why I'd like to allow these companies into the market now so we can start experimenting and give people that option.
That's really interesting if you just do away with the Postal Service, which is something that you couldn't imagine a few years ago. I mean, you just couldn't imagine somebody coming on the radio and making an argument that we don't need the post office anymore.
You're right about that. I mean, it's certainly within our lifetimes that the post office was an incredibly important part of your life.
And right.
getting the mail each day at your house or certainly at your business was a huge part of the day.
Right, right, right. And when was the last time you went to the post office? And when was the last time you went to a bank, right? I mean, you don't need to go to a bank anymore. You bank online. You deposit your check. You write your checks. You pay your bills. You apply for loans all online. You don't even have to go to a bank anymore.
And if you're going to keep the old way of doing it and people are willing to pay a little extra to do it, that's fine. But you shouldn't mandate it through, like, the existence of a taxpayer-funded post office. And I realize that the post office at least claims to be not taxpayer funded.
Right.
So I know the distinction, but it is a government entity that over time is becoming less relevant. And I say, right, let's basically enact a plan to kill it off over time, which will allow people to adapt over the next several years in preparation for that. And eliminating Saturday delivery is a very good first step.
The nice thing about a think tank and the Show Me Institute is that you don't have to face the voters at any time.
Right. And we try to be, and that's funny, and that's true. But we try to be sensitive to that, though, and not just come out with plans and ideas which are theoretically perfect, but never, ever going to happen. And that's
right.
why I'm excited that I think you need to do two things. A, you know, the post office needs to be allowed to eliminate Saturday delivery
right.
to save money, if for no other reason. And then you need to allow private companies to deliver first-class mail.
Right.
It's just a monopoly protection of the post office. There's no reason that FedEx shouldn't be allowed to put a little envelope in your mailbox if somebody's willing to pay them $4 to do it.
Right, but the argument is that FedEx would then, you're saying they would then gear up to have a first-class post office situation. But again, they would probably deliver to the more populated areas because that's where the money is, and they wouldn't deliver to the rural areas where there wouldn't be so much out there. I mean, the post, it's still amazing to me that you can put a 50-cent stamp on something and send it anywhere in the United States. That's amazing.
Right, and that's a problem, too. It should cost more to send something a block away than it should cost less to send something a block than it does to send it from Maine to San Francisco.
Right.
I mean, you should be able to charge more for further distances or more difficult deliveries. And I think that either FedEx or UPS or a brand new company that might come up and specialize in servicing rural America.
Right.
Sure, they'll charge more to do it, but somebody will do it. It's not like you won't be able to send something to rural parts of the country. It might cost a little more, but I think that's fine.
All right, you've now decimated the post office. What about the penny? Do you want to do away with the penny? Canada did away with the penny.
We talked about this on Saturday too. I completely agree with you in doing away with the penny, and I completely agree with you in doing away with the dollar bill to replace it with more coins, although I used to be very enthusiastic about that until I lent my car to my brother a few years ago, and I had a number of dollar coins in it, and he thought they were quarters and used them all in parking meters. So $2 in parking for him cost me like $20.
The penny is fascinating to me in that they're spending a fortune making pennies because no one's using them. They're putting them in jars and couches and leaving them, so they're being taken out of circulation. The federal government can't make them fast enough to, like, give you the pennies for change. So it's literally, they're just printing these that's costing more than a penny to basically be lost in your couch.
You're dead right. I mean, it is insane that they spend so much more to print this coin that is totally unused by most people.
Right.
It exists for nothing more than for odd numbers of change that everybody hates to get.
Right.
Like, I wish the taxes would have broken it out to a five.
Again, everybody talks about spending cuts, but they don't even do the easy things. I mean, we're talking about let's cut the military. How about getting rid of the penny? Let's start there.
It can be frustrating, and it can be. I mean, I understand elected officials having to step forward and defend voters who might be upset about post office and Saturday delivery for people who still depend on it. And that's why I favor a long-term phase out of it, giving people plenty of time to adapt. Same with the penny, same with the dollar bill.
And the dollar coin, I love these people are like, they'll never do away with the dollar. They've tried it. People don't accept it. Take away the dollar paper bills. They'll figure it out within 2 days, right? Oh, wait a minute. If I need a dollar, it'll be in a coin form, and they'll figure it out.
And they've done this in other countries. It's no problem at all.
Right.
Canada got rid of its small denomination dollar bills for coins. It works out fine. As you said, it just takes a matter of a few days to adopt.
Just remember, they shut down Highway 40 for 2 years, and the world survived.
People are much better at adapting to change on their own and without government mandating them to. People do a better job of this on their own than we realize. We can handle changes like this.
Not only that, we also handle changes where we went digital, where you had to get a different cable box. People figured that out. I mean, it's ridiculous. All right, David Stokes, anything else we need to know about?
You can check out all of our writings at showmeinstitute.org. We got a paper coming out on some state corporate tax policy and hopefully following Kansas a little bit with eliminating the tax on S-Corps and other pass-through entities.
And David Stokes, who I know for a fact had a great time at the Labor Council tent on Saturday's Mardi Gras. Details, pictures later. Have a good week, David.
Thanks, McGraw.
8:47, we'll talk a little Mizzou basketball next on KTRS.